Task 4. You will hear the consultant talking to his colleagues about the patient's forthcoming surgical procedure. For questions 14 to 17, choose the best option, A to I, to complete the notes. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers.
Thanks for coming in, everybody. Next, I want to talk about Olivia Carter. She's going to be the first patient on Friday's list, as it could be a long operation. This will be Olivia's fourth spinal operation in the space of just 2 years. Two were carried out by my colleague Mr. Sanders, and I did the third one myself back in May. I must warn you that this is an extremely dangerous procedure. The patient is in a lot of pain and discomfort, which is caused by too much fluid building up in her brain and spinal cord. This puts pressure on her nerves and affects her mobility. She is currently having to use a wheelchair, which is tragic at such a young age. What makes the procedure even more challenging is the fact that the scans show there are a lot of adhesions resulting from previous surgery, and the scar tissue itself seems to be causing problems. The operation carries considerable risks. The patient's swallow reflex could be affected, as could her breathing and her sight. She could also end up paralysed from the neck down, but I've told her that's a worst-case scenario. I've decided to go in at the back of her head and try to create space around her brainstem and unstick anything that's got stuck due to the formation of scar tissue. But the main aim is to check out the shunts in her brain and spinal cord that were inserted last time. It may be that they have become blocked or are not doing their job properly.
Now listen again.
Thanks for coming in, everybody. Next, I want to talk about Olivia Carter. She's going to be the first patient on Friday's list, as it could be a long operation. This will be Olivia's fourth spinal operation in the space of just 2 years. Two were carried out by my colleague Mr. Sanders, and I did the third one myself back in May. I must warn you that this is an extremely dangerous procedure. The patient is in a lot of pain and discomfort, which is caused by too much fluid building up in her brain and spinal cord. This puts pressure on her nerves and affects her mobility. She is currently having to use a wheelchair, which is tragic at such a young age. What makes the procedure even more challenging is the fact that the scans show there are a lot of adhesions resulting from previous surgery, and the scar tissue itself seems to be causing problems. The operation carries considerable risks. The patient's swallow reflex could be affected, as could her breathing and her sight. She could also end up paralysed from the neck down, but I've told her that's a worst-case scenario. I've decided to go in at the back of her head and try to create space around her brainstem and unstick anything that's got stuck due to the formation of scar tissue. But the main aim is to check out the shunts in her brain and spinal cord that were inserted last time. It may be that they have become blocked or are not doing their job properly.
That is the end of task 4.